Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for March 18th, 2025. So we're going to talk about today is what's going to affect these today. Well, tomorrow we have the Federal Reserve, they're meeting, and there's a 99% chance they're going to do something. What is that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in this video. We're also going to go through the economic calendar, a slew of information in regards to building homes, how many houses are going to be built. This is actually positive news. And then we go over to the equity markets. Basically, it's a red across the board. And the bad thing is the 10-year treasury is also on its way up. So we're going to try to make sense of all this for you guys to see what in the heck's going to happen to these over the next 24 hours. So without further ado, let's get to it. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report actually twice a day. And our slogan here is, or our theme is, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world would we do that? You have to stay to the end of this video to find that out. It's pretty intriguing and pretty awesome. So let's get over to this. In one day, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. It's right through here, FedWatch. One day they're going to meet. What are they going to do? Well, the probabilities are they're going to do nothing. They're going to do nothing at this meeting, and they're going to do nothing at the next meeting. So is this going to help or hurt the markets, especially in real estate? Well, let's get over to the real estate or the economic calendar we have for today. One of the biggest things that could really help real estate is building more homes. Everybody admits there's a lack of homes. So let's go through today's data and see, is there more homes being built? Check it out. Okay, so the first thing we want to look over here is building permits. It's expected to come in at 1.45 million. It came in basically on point, a little bit below where we were previously. Housing starts, negative 11 the last time, positive 11 this time. That's a good sign there. Housing starts right through here, 1.35 million previously, and it was expected to go up an inch to 1.38 and went up to 1.5. So all this is good news for housing. More of something, but not too much of something, pretty much is going to help the markets. Then we're also, tomorrow, we're going to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So they're expected to do nothing. So let's get over to the markets and see how they're reacting. Right through here, equities are down. The bond market is, let's say, flat as a pancake again. Let's go to a one-day chart. So what we follow here is what you're seeing on your screen is what's called the MBS. This is a mortgage-backed security, basically a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. And the yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So that's why we follow this. So most rates or most yields are like this. The 10-year treasury, it gives us a yield. On the 30-year bond, for mortgages, it gives you a price. Why? I don't know. But here's how it works. If this number is going up, rates are coming down. If this number is going down, rates are going up. So there's an inverse, a yin-yang effect. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. Now let's get over, what is the Federal Reserve expected to do tomorrow? So there's CNBC is going through some surveys and things like that. Look how big of a variance there is. Now these are people that do this for a living. I'm just a mortgage guy. Okay, so these people, this is all they focus in on, and there's a wider range of options or, you know, theories here. So let's get over to Becky and Steve and see how the tariffs are going to play a role in this, and then also the CNB survey of what the Federal Reserve's going to do. So Becky,
the Fed, take it away. Beginning a two-day meeting, our senior economics reporter, Steve Leisman, joins us right now with the results of the CNBC Fed survey. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Becky. Respondents to the CNBC Fed survey boosted their outlook for recession this year, lowered their growth forecast, and grew more worried about inflation changes that appear linked largely to administration policy and uncertainty. 100% of the 32 respondents see no change in the Fed funds rate at this meeting, but 77% see two cuts or more.
Okay, this is interesting. I don't know if you could see it. Let me try to blow this thing up without messing up the whole thing. Okay, so right through here, March rates unchanged. 100% of people are saying they're not going to do anything. Now, here's the interesting piece. Two or more rate cuts this year, 77% of the respondents came in at that. 20% said none. And then probability of a recession in the next 12 months, 36%. Now, this was in place about a year ago, a year and a half ago. I thought we were in the brink of that as well. The Fed did a pretty darn good job of getting us out of that. I'm in the camp of two cuts. One in the next couple months, and then one the latter part of the year, as long as, well, let's get over to Steve Leisman. Let him give this. Here's what the respondents of this are saying. So let's go back over to Steve and let him take it away from here.
More this year, while 19% see no cuts. That's part of the disagreement over how the Fed will react to tariffs. And the recession probability rose to 36%. That's from 23%, now at the highest level since September, but not at the elevated levels that prevailed after the pandemic for most of 22 and 23. The recession probability had hit a new multi-year low in January following the inauguration of the president. That suggests that, like other surveys, the enthusiasm that greeted the president's election has turned more cautious for now. Barry Knapp of Ironside Macroeconomics writes in, "We've had an abundance of discussion with investors who are increasingly concerned the Trump agenda has gone off the rails due to trade policy. Consequently, the economic risks of something more insidious than a soft patch are growing. The markdown in GDP to 1.7% is the first decline in the outlook since September. The series had hit a high again in the wake of the election of the president. Growth is forecast to bounce back to 2.1% next year. There was also a decent jump in the inflation outlook. CPI now forecast to rise to 3% by year end before dropping back down to 2.7 in 2026. Now, despite lower growth and higher inflation, the outlook for the Fed shows two rate cuts built in this year with just a single 25 base point cut in 2026. The Fed will remain over the next 2 years above that 3.4% neutral long run or terminal rate, call it what you will. Now, part of the reason respondents think the Fed can still cut, two-thirds believe tariffs will pass through the economy as one-time price hikes rather than sparking broader inflation. Still, part of the disagreement in the survey, 38% worry that tariffs could spark a lasting bout of inflation. So, Becky, we've been at this plus 50% rate for the probability of recession in 23 and 24. It did not result in a recession or did not correctly predict one. Now we're at 36, which is elevated from the 23 that was the low in the wake of the election.
You know, we had Roger Ferguson on yesterday, the former vice chairman of the Fed. And Steve, what he said is that he thinks that rate cuts are further away and longer off than most other people think. I think he'd be in that 17 or 20%, whatever it was in your survey, of no cuts or maybe one cut. To be anticipating that. What was that, 23%, I guess, and 77% thought it would be two cuts or more?
19% see no cuts, yeah.
But maybe is it 23% that see one cut or no cuts? I'm just trying to do the math because 77 was two or more.
Right, 77 is two or more, 19% was none, and then there was, I guess there was a small percentage at one. But I'm kind of in Roger's camp a little bit, not entirely. Yeah. I think the market may be too aggressive in the Fed, in how it's timing of the Fed's rate cuts, because I think that the Fed is going to need to see the impact of these tariffs on the CPI. It has to become comfortable that this notion that their one-time price hikes is all there is. And then you're going to need, I think, pretty strong evidence that there's some kind of weakening in either the job market or in the growth trajectory to prompt those cuts. Remember, the Fed's default here, I think, remains to cut. It still thinks it's restrictive. So that means that there's a bias to come down from the forecast. But you need these tariffs to pass through, see what the process is, see what the impact is. And I've talked about this, Becky, this idea that I think what you do is you look at prices of goods that were tariffed, and then you look to see if it's spread out to non-tariff goods. Does this end up being a green light for businesses to raise prices all, you know, because other prices are going up? Also interesting to see how U.S. domestic manufacturers respond to tariffs on foreigners. Do they raise the price to the tariff level and stop there?
That's an interesting comment that he made, because I have a friend in the manufacturing industry, and he said, you know, when they put on the tariffs for steel, what happens in almost all the situations, now I don't know this for a fact, but our steel, the U.S. steel prices go up accordingly. And he said that's the bad news. So will a lot of people or a lot of companies be taking advantage of these price increases, just say, well, you know, all this other stuff's increasing, I can jack up my prices. That's the concern that I have. So that's what basically Steve said, the same thing. So sorry, I played that through the entire interview. There's a lot of stuff there to unpack that I wanted you guys to be aware of. So let's go over this one more time to recoup everything. Right now, well, if you go back to the bond market, it actually is just went from, it was up just a tad, now it's completely zero. So mortgage bonds are doing absolutely nothing right now this morning. I think there's just going to be a lull until tomorrow when the Federal Reserve comes out. There's really no data other than the housing starts out today that should affect the markets. I think the data is going to be, let's wait to see what the Federal Reserve does tomorrow, especially what do they tell us? What do they tell us? That's the main piece of information we're looking at. So going across the board, mortgage rates are completely flat right now. There's no doesn't look like they're going to change at all there. The Dow Jones and the equity markets right now are across the board are red. Oil is up just a tad, but it is still below $70 a barrel. That's fantastic news. U.S. The 10-year Treasury is holding steady at 4.30. We need it there or lower. Going over to the bond market. MBS has just picked up 2 points, but I don't think it's going to be a day at all that's choppy. I think it's just going to be a flat market all day long. So what do I do? You might watch this video and say, Dan, you have this slogan, one application, one credit pool. You shop for 30 different lenders. How do you do that? Well, first off, you got to do this thing. So don't turn the dial. Don't turn it off. If you're looking for a mortgage, before you put in your application, anywhere you go, you have to do this. Okay, so I have clients doing this and clients not doing it. And the reports coming back are huge. I had one lady pulled her credit on Friday. She got zero phone calls and emails. Had another young lady who did it at the same time. They're actually friends. And she's gotten, I think she yelled at me last night saying she's got about 30 calls or emails or texts or whatever. So please, if before you go out there and put in an application for a mortgage, please go to optoutprescreener.com. This is issued from the credit agencies to stop what's called trigger leads. What are trigger leads? Well, basically when a mortgage company pulls your credit, what happens is that data now is available to be sold to other financial institutions, and boy, they're buying it. So if you want to stop your financial data and your credit from being sold, please check this out. You'll thank me in the long run. So now, who am I and what's that 30 lender thing? Okay, so here's the gist behind it. There's only a handful of lenders in the country that do what we do. Okay, so we're a federal bank. That gives us a federal license all over the country, as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing is we also are set up with 30 other financial institutions. These are mortgage companies, lenders, banks, credit unions. It's a unique situation, but it's one application, one credit pool. I have all my products to offer you, plus all these 30 other lenders. They have down payment assistance programs like $6,000 free. Basically, you can use it for down payment or closing costs. There's no adjustments to the rates or anything. Let's see if you qualify. Another one's for $4,500. You're an investor. You need a DSCR loan, bank statement loans. We got them. You need a reverse mortgage. We have them. So these are the programs we can offer you. And the best of all, we can offer you the same their programs and their rates. So think about it. You're shopping around for the best rate in town. Just use the rate update right through here. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to assure you're getting the best rates in the markets. So how do you reach out to us? Well, go to therateupdate.com. You can do one of four things. One, put in your application right through here. Fantastic idea. What's going to happen is I won't pull your credit. What I'm going to do is I'll give you a call within 24 hours to go over your scenario, your questions, and get you moving forward. If you want to schedule a consultation because you don't really want to put in the application or you don't want us to pull your credit, well, go through right here. Just schedule a consultation so you can call and we can talk to each other and break down what exactly you can do or what you can't do and put you on the right path. Or if you want to give us a call, you can scroll down to the bottom of our website and right through there, you're going to see our 800 number as well as my email address. So it's 844-775-5626 is our phone number. Please give us a call. Jump in the front line or send me an email at dan@therateupdate.com. Let me know your question, concerns. Give me your contact information so I can reach you back to answer that question. If you just have a comment, please leave that down below. If you need some help, love to hear from you. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon.